FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
I sure do love coming in here and not having to wear a tie and pulling out my shirt. It's freedom. John Potter, live and local, Saturday morning. I hate tucking in my shirt. I got a weird body for tucking in my shirt. And, you know, these days, if people see your belt anywhere you go, they think, oh, he works here somehow. You know, it's not clear what he does, but I bet he's got some keys.
I've been asking what you do for years.
If I tuck in my shirt and I go into the supermarket, people are going to ask me where the bread is. And once I took them to the bread, and then it was weird when they found out that I don't work there. So I don't do that anymore. Anyway, only handsome guys with good bodies can do the tuck. Not me anymore. I'm not going to join the old guys in shorts crew, but I know my limits.
You know, I've seen it happen more often than not. The younger generation, they'll have all but the front pulled out. They'll tuck in the first 6 inches or in the, so you're seeing the belt.
And
they leave the rest of it untucked all the way around.
I haven't seen a belt in the older people are doing this now. I haven't seen a belt in years. And have you seen this untucked shirt? I thought, it looks like the stupidest thing, because the shirt looks like it's a one size smaller than it should be. So the trend is not only to have an untucked shirt, but also to have it kind of close to where you can see your body formed. I don't want people to see my body formed.
Yeah, I don't want to see how the sausage is made.
But those things, I saw a magazine ad for that years ago, untucked shirt, and I thought, oh, a stupid thing. It'll never go. And now I see TV ads for it, and people are buying it. And I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. I'm old. I don't get the wearing the ball cap backwards. I still, anyway. So, stuff you should know about, because we're all live and local. The clocks go ahead 1 hour tonight. Am I the last person to tell y'all?
Hey, the thing is, folks, remember, if you don't change them, you're going to be an hour late to church or an hour late to work.
They always say that, the church the line. I hear that a lot because they always do it on Saturday night, right?
Correct.
You move your clocks 1 hour ahead tonight. Finally, my clocks will be correct. That's good
you haven't
news.
Changed them for years now, have you?
I'll ask this again. Why can't we just move an hour ahead on a Friday at 4 p.m., right?
Oh, that would be
sweet. They're taking
it
out of our leisure time, time and time again. We got enough. We have less leisure time as it is. Take it from the boss man. Fight the man. And does anybody else hope that this is the last daylight saving time, or is it standard time? I don't even know. But don't you hope this is the last time, the last one? Because you know what? It's not the 1900s anymore. You know, the farmers are pretty okay, I think, with just sticking to one. And also, why can't Nevada go permanent standard time like our neighbor Arizona is? And Hawaii is that way, too. And I tell you what, if we don't, I'm not going to participate in turning the clock ahead. I'm only going to observe the turning back into fall. Only going to do it if I get an extra hour's sleep. But it's basically theft tonight. How was your week, my friend?
It was very uneventful, let us say. I enjoyed my week. Had hockey practice last night. We're hosting a tournament next weekend at Reno Ice. And, yeah.
What is your sport when winter is over?
Basketball, sitting in my recliner, binge-watching Netflix.
Okay, I was going to say, the wheelchair basketball is pretty popular.
Yeah, I didn't have the hand-eye coordination for the wheelchair basketball. I kept hitting the bottom of the chair and knocking, and the ball would shoot out to somebody else.
I forget which TV station it was, but they had me in the wheelchair competing with wheelchair basketball players, and it is, I got to hand it, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I was aching for days after that.
We got to get you out on the ice and see what how you do out on.
I'm not good at ice. No.
No.
Not good at ice.
And no, you're sitting down.
I can sit on ice. Yeah.
No, you sit in the sled, which is about 3 inches off the ice. But yeah.
I have this balance problem, and I'm not talking about happy hour, okay? I have a regular balance problem. I've never been able to water ski. I've tried and tried again. And when I was in Seattle, I tried to do that wakeboarding, and the instructors got so pissed off at me falling off. I just don't have it. Some people, it's a natural talent, you know.
Oh, yeah, that and...
things I can't do.
That and surfing, and I'm going to try my hand at surfing later this year.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Well, you obviously, if you had a good week, that means your roof did not leak.
I heard you had a problem, John.
Where'd you hear that? Because I haven't told anybody.
The
you got a neighbor
talk.
Spying on me like he got the cameras in the studio already.
The walls talk, John.
I got a bug in the house, huh?
They're the ones holding up the roof, don't you know?
Well, the roof leak that I had 6 months ago came back. These roof leaks, man, this isn't the only time. Every experience I've had with a house where the roof leaks and you fix it, it comes back. It's never done the first time, you know. But you know what? I got to say that last storm was just mega. I mean, it was just too much, I think, for any roof leak repair. It was just too much. And good to their word, the place we hired 6 months ago, they came back and they fixed it, we hope. But there is nothing more irritating than a persistent roof leak, another ceiling repair for the out-of-work anchorman. It does not make a good week. And by the way, that snow this week, I shoveled the sidewalk Sunday, and I found, this is what you discover when you shovel your sidewalk, I found a lot of yellow snow there. And I got to say, you never know, until there's snow, how many people lead their dogs to pee in front of your house. You don't know this until it snows. And I just shoveled yellow snow. Why my house? Why? How does a dog pick a certain house? I don't know. Somebody knows. 884-9910. These are the important issues that I want to bring up today.
The first dog probably didn't realize it was your house. But then every dog after that smelled that first dog's excrement. That's John Potter's house. Here, let's do it here.
Now, you know what? I think it has something to do with the cats, because I have three cats, and the dog's distaste for the feline animals there prompted them to express their displeasure that three cats are in that house. I don't know. It's just weird. And I got an email, too. By the way, speaking of the storm, after last Saturday's show from somebody I know, the email said, quote, I disagree with you that there was not a lot of hype before the snowstorm. There was so much hype, this person says. I was waiting for the shelter-in-place order. Well, I missed it. Another email said that this is based on last Saturday's show, said I came down too hard on the Sparks firefighter who assaulted the Fancy Feast terrorist, the 84-year-old lady who was feeding hungry feral cats. Okay. Yes, I did get mad. That incident touched two of my nerves. I have great love and affinity for, number one, our seniors, and number two, all animals that need help in one way or another. And if you have seen one of my passionate, wild-eyed speeches in public about ageism and the lack of respect our elders get, now you know where I'm kind of coming from. That and animal abuse, I just can't stomach it. And by the way, the speech is 42 minutes. It's very funny, too, about my 40-some years in TV news. And if I missed your club, I'm happy to come out and entertain y'all. My email is easy. It's renoman47@yahoo.com. I have an email here at the station, but what is it again?
News at ebc.media. News.
Oh,
at
I thought that was for the news department.
That goes to, all three of you. Yes, but I do have. Okay. I got to find out which one I actually gave you.
I thought I had a weekend. One.
Oh yes, you do. Weekend at ebc.media.
God knows what's there. Or you
well,
can.
Well, John, that one if people, it's easier for people to remember weekend at ebc.media. That forwards to your Reno Man 47.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Reno Man 47. Okay.
Yep.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. And or I can you tell can, you, I got, I can tell yeah? that you got this your email address a few years ago because 47 is how old you were when you signed up for Yahoo.
Yes, it is. How did you know that?
Because I did the
man.
Same.
You see,
yeah, I did the
I'm
same
not very
thing.
I'm not an imaginative person at all. You go and you see some of these emails, and it's like wookiewookiewoo@gmail.com. You know, something creative, something that doesn't let people know in any way that it's you. And all I could think of was, oh, Reno, man, and I'm 47 at yahoo.com. And I got to... It's got to be, I just can't, I have a dead brain sometimes. It just, it's, or you can write me at my John Potter Facebook. And there's a, yes, there's a lot of John Potters in the world, unfortunately. Somehow you just find the, Facebook knows that you want the John Potter in Reno if you're looking in Reno on Facebook. That's another one of those computer things that is above me.
Gotta love the algorithms.
Don't write the KTVN John Potter Facebook as they cut off my access to that one, and there it sits. It's still there. People think I died. So
you're still on their page for employees. They haven't taken you off the employee page.
Man, well, maybe I'll show up to work on Monday. Well, anyway, just search John Potter on Facebook. And a second thing I accomplished, and this I'm very proud of because I was dreading this for so long, once a year, all of us, right, folks, don't we do this? Once a year, you negotiate with your cable TV and internet provider. Doesn't matter which one you have because they raise rates on you every year if you're in the so-called promotional period. And I've been in a promotional period now for, I think, 8 years because I call and negotiate before the promotional period ends. If you don't do it, you're spending $500 to watch HBO. It's unbelievable how much they can charge. So it was an intense negotiation. Words were exchanged. No, I was really nice. And but I cannot imagine who can afford not to be in a promotional period because my cable and internet and the line phone that they put in the package would be about $500 a month. In my case, I can't give up HBO, so I'm spoiled. And I can't drop the line phone. Every year they would tell me, no, you can't take the line phone out because then you won't have the package anymore and it won't count. Well, anyway, it was a 45-minute negotiation. No kidding, 45 minutes on the phone, just like last year. I never understand this because, you know, they pay these people to be on the phone with me for close to an hour? Isn't it cheaper just to give me a reasonable price? I mean, anyway, we got it to basically to $256 a month, would not increase for a year, and I gave up the line phone. They probably gave in on that, and I may, if things are tight, I'm not a rich man. If things get really tight, I just will give up the bedroom cable box. Since the bedroom TV can stream and the living room TV can't. Line phone is gone because the only calls I got on that were telemarketers in the Washoe County School District calling on school delays because the person who had the number before me had a kid. So I did keep it around for calling customer service at companies because nowadays you're up to an hour on hold and I didn't trust my cell service enough to use that cell service, you know, it dies. I have bad cell service at my house. So typical issues. I'm like you. And coming up in June, I have my Sirius XM negotiations to go through. The Sirius XM negotiations, those are important because if you miss the renewal date and they don't tell you what that is, you're on the hook to pay hundreds of dollars a month to hear music and news on your car radio. Strange world we're in. It's 9:20 already. Motor Mouth here. The phone lines are open, 884-9910. Craig Moss is in Carson City screening your calls. We have tickets to give away. I'm going to describe, we'll describe these tickets after the break for you to win this morning. Great show coming up with a name you'll recognize. I'm John Potter. Phone line 884-9910. Take a break right now at 99.1 FM and Smith and Mason Valley 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 921.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Okay, yes, we do have some great tickets to give away this morning. Within the next 60 minutes, listen for your cue to call in. And we are giving away a pair of tickets to see the Stars Align Tour starring Reverend Horton Heat with Dale Watson and Jason D. Williams. It's a 21 and over show at the Virginia Street Brew House coming up Tuesday the 19th. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Now, who is Reverend Horton Heat? He has been described as the godfather of modern rockabilly and psychobilly. And if you look at the guy's picture, he looks like a good old boy Texas country singer. He's got the like the nudie suits that the country stars used to wear. And he was born in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he has some really good, fun, bouncy Texas rockabilly. And he's known all over the country. He's got a big Wikipedia page if you want to look at it. But Reverend Horton Heat with Dale Watson, Jason D. Williams, Stars Align Tour, tickets for that. We're going to spring these tickets on you within the next 60 minutes, so listen for me to ask you to call in. Again, 21 and over show at the Virginia Street Brewhouse Tuesday, the 19th. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The show is all live and local. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter. We lost, speaking of local, and who's more local than Luther Mack? Yeah, we lost a great man this week, a longtime local entrepreneur and civic leader. Luther Mack passed last weekend. Another one of those things that happened right after my radio show that I wish I could have talked about the next day. But this was a business owner who mentored and gave a lot of chances to a lot of young people in town. He was well-known. I know you know him from McDonald's, but he was, before that, he was well-known at Gray Reed's, the men's clothing store that used to be where Circus Circus now is. Then he worked after Gray Reed's. He worked for the Small Business Administration and then went into business for himself, running his McDonald's restaurants in Reno and Sparks. I think he started doing that in what, the late 70s?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was here then, and I remember this guy opening up McDonald's restaurants. Adi Boulevard, I know, because I went there all the time. Yeah. It was funny because Luther Mack used to say when he worked for the Small Business Administration, when he worked for the federal government, he said he worked from 8 to 5. And when he was operating his McDonald's, he worked from 5 to 8.
Yep, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yep.
Yep, right. And if you have any Luther stories, and you know what, there are a lot of them, call me, 884-9910.
How about if I started off?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, a lot of people don't know that in 1995, Luther was instrumental, I mean, literally instrumental on bringing Channel 11 on the air. He had the minority license. Channel 11 was the first commercial television station put on the air in 25 years, I believe it was at that time, but he held a minority license. And on December 5th, 1995, he pushed the button to put Channel 11 on the air as Fox 11. And we moved Fox from what was then Channel 21, which was KT.
21, yeah.
KAME.
21 or 11. I remember their studios were alongside 395 there or 5A.
Well, actually, we were on the backside of the airport on Brookside Court, a block away from Channel 2.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, on the other side of on the other side of IGT from Channel 2. You remember IGT, don't you, John?
Yeah.
but yeah, so he was instrumental in putting that station on the air, and he was fun to work for.
Yeah,
he had, I loved working for him. So
he had Pete Carruthers doing the late night movie.
Yeah.
Back then, and anyway, I got a story about him. Luther. The story I heard is that Luther at one time belonged to the Reno Athletic Club. I remember seeing him back in the day. I believe it was when their building was right by what's now Grand Sierra Resort. Before it was Bally's and Hilton, it was MGM Grand. And the Reno Athletic Club was in a, I think, a two-story building off in the parking lot there, the Reno Athletic Club. And I remember seeing him back in the day. And the story goes that Luther and his buddies would show up at the Reno Athletic Club right at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. And they had this little contest, he and his friends going, where they competed with each other to arrive earlier and earlier to the Reno Athletic Club. Well, the doors didn't open until 5 o'clock. And, you know, now and then the front desk person would be a few minutes late now and then. You know, sometimes he'd be a little late longer. So Luther would call his friend, the owner of Reno Athletic Club, who would get out of bed at 5 a.m. and open up the place for Luther and his friends. And this happened one time too often. So the owner just gave him a key to the place and the security code. And Luther was so amazed by that, that he acted like he was being given the keys to the White House, you know? Well, so 15 years later, the athletic club had to move to a new location. So Luther joined another club. And the other club told the Reno Athletic Club owner that Luther asked for a key to their place, and they didn't know what to say. And another story, Luther noticing that on Friday nights, his drive-through business dropped off at McDonald's because locals would go to the sit-down restaurants. So Luther got a bunch of flowers and vases and candles and tablecloths, and he started candlelight dinner at McDonald's. And it was so successful at his Keystone McDonald's that he also did it at his Audi location. And it worked out great until the McDonald's head office found out and they put a stop to it. No more candlelight dinner at McDonald's. Yeah. No joke. Okay, coming up next, I wanted to bring this up. We'll get into news. That's right. We have a lot of local news to get into. We'll do that next. What the heck? I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News right now. Phone lines open, 884-9910. Get you on. And stand by for those tickets we're giving away, too, this morning on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 932.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio, the original social media.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Am I the only guy who's a little ticked off that the car makers are not including spare tires with their cars anymore? It's for safety, right? Epitome agreed. Says me, they don't even design a space for the spare, even if you wanted to buy one. All they give you now is this mobility kit, a.k.a. tire sealant with your vehicle, if you get that, stuck out in the middle of nowhere. And I am told, and I just learned this, been shopping for tires, and I was told tire sealant is the worst thing you can do to a tire. If you use it, your tire shop is not going to touch your tire.
It voids your warranty on it.
I don't know. See, here's another thing you never told me that I have to find out from other people the hard way. You knew this?
Oh, yes. Yes. I learned it the hard way, about 20 years ago.
Well, I used tire sealant, and they said, well, we can't repair it. And I said, why not? You can't, a little tire sealant, and you can't, there must be a way. I mean, some solvent to get rid of the tire sealant? I mean, am I crazy? We haven't invented something like that yet. Am I crazy? But there is not a tire company out there that will fix a tire with a sealant in it. Live and learn. Oh, what's a poor boy to do? So, yeah, and I ordered tires, and the place I ordered them from has to get the, oh, you know, it's a tire place. That's all they do, right? And these are not strange tires. You know, I have the nice truck like Craig does. And they have to ship these tires from, I don't know, North Carolina or something. And I have to wait 5 or 6 days to get these tires here. So why not just go to Tire Rack? It's right up there on USA Parkway. Too simple. We have some local news this morning. First off, 2 News Nevada, not reported by Nevadans. Well, I think there might be one there. Posted this, State Route 89 alongside the western side of Lake Tahoe around the Emerald Bay is finally reopened. This is on the California side. Crews, it's been closed all this time. Of course, now this area is usually closed all winter sometimes, but it's open. Crews have been using blowers and graders and plows. It's been like an army over there since the storm. For a whole week, they've been working on this. And they ran into, while they were clear in 89 there by Emerald Bay, they ran into several small avalanche slides that they had to clear out too. And one of the slides was as high as 50 feet tall and 300 feet long. I don't know if you can drive around the lake again, because as I understand it, the gate at Bliss State Park is closed all winter long. They rarely change that. That's once you go north of Tahoma on 89. So I don't think you can go around the lake because that gate might still be closed. But Emerald Bay, which is just a little bit south there, has reopened so folks can go from whatever road it is to go down to South Lake Tahoe. So that's good news. And that's hard work that people don't really notice or, you know, talk about. So I want to give a kudos to the hardworking crew that did that. Spent a whole week doing it. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. And Ron is calling from Carson on, oh my gosh, tires. Hey, Ron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, John. Love listening to your show. And so, yeah, about the new cars, a lot of things the new cars aren't having either. If you have a driveline problem with a U-joint, no zert fittings, which is a loop fitting that fixes all that problem if you wear it out, right? New car manufacturers say, well, when it breaks, you know, you just replace it. Well, I'm in somewhere outside of Winnemucca, and my car won't go. What do I do now? So you just call me if you need a tire fix. And that tire stuff, yeah, I know, they don't like it, but yeah, Les Schwab, some of those guys, they won't touch a lot of things that I have a tire shop that I know really well, and they understand it, so they'll fix it. But anyway,
well, that's their business. I mean, to work on tires, a tire expert should, I don't know. The whole thing makes me nervous because I drive Nevada a lot, and Ron, you know, there's a lot of wide open spaces here. And
absolutely.
I don't feel secure and safe knowing that I don't have a spare or that... like you said, you have this part missing that they used to provide to your vehicles.
Yeah.
So,
Well, it's just the new cars, and I think it's a shame because the old cars, I mean, you can fix them, and they're all good. You know, you don't have to worry about a lot of these kind of problems. But, yeah, I would say you just have to put a spare in the trunk, you know, and that way you'd have it. Yeah, it would. You probably could put the small spare in there that would fit the car, you know, the temporary spare. But that would be, you know, a way to get around it. That's all I could say. So,
well, I've been lectured. I've been lectured not to use a different size tire for a spare because it messes up differential.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, what do you four wheel drive? Is it or?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's true. You can't. You have to have matching wheels. So yeah, it's just really tough. If you have a pickup, we have to put it in the back of the pickup. You know, that's your only way out. But. Anyway, love your politics and always interesting listening to your show. And so hopefully we hurry up and get to the election, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Boy, that State of the Union sure was fun. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Well,
we could use less of that
angry.
On TV.
Angry.
Angry. I don't get it. I think what happened is Biden's staff said, listen, we got to give you energy, have a lot of energy, because people are saying you're too old. So do energy. He mistook it to being angry. That his energy was all anger. It was almost very Hitlerish in some spots.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't last more than 5 minutes in the first 5 minutes. There were so many of these lies, you know, the crime is down. Oh, my gosh. Who's he talking to? Too early to get into that. We're just waking up. Thank you, Ron, for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Talk to you later.
Take care. Let's go to John calling also in Carson about a new restaurant. Oh, I love good news like this. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, and I have two subjects. I'll be fast because I don't want to take up too much airtime. First subject isn't the sandwich thing. The first subject is you were talking about spare tires. My wife has been doing some extensive car shopping, and I can give you the brand name and model if you're interested, but there's one out there, at least one, that still has spare tires. It's easy access in the luggage area. You pop up a little lid and out comes a spare and you put it on, you're headed down the road. So I don't know if I can mention the brand name of the model or not. If I can, I'll tell
why
you.
Not? Well, why not? I'd sure like to know.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a car maker that actually provides a good old fashioned spare tire anymore, go ahead, John.
I don't know about all of their vehicles, but I do know the Toyota RAV4 still has a spare tire, and it's very impressive because I was with her when she was looking at it. That's her criteria now. She's driving a German car that does not have a spare, and she's had it. Even though she loves the car, she's going to find something else. So there are some out there. You just have to search them out. Second subject, which is the more important subject, is I'm a big fan of Jersey Mike's. They're sub sandwich shops. There's two of them in Reno, one off just off of South Meadows, and the other one's down in the old Park Lane Mall area next to, I don't know, some clothing store. And I really like Jersey Mike's, and a lot of people do, I've been told. And this has nothing to do with Danny DeVito and his commercials, but they are finally, I hammered them for a long time. I don't think anything to do with it, but they are finally coming to Carson City. They're going to be in the Carson Valley Plaza, supposedly by the end of the month. Now, this isn't hearsay. This I found on their website that lists 297 new sandwich shops that they're building, and they list the one in Carson City, and they list two in Las Vegas. So Nevada's getting three of them. And for my money, Jersey Mike's and Firehouse, since I'm going to really step on somebody's toes, Firehouse Subs, which is also located in Carson City on Highway 50 East, are the best of the best when it comes to sub sandwiches. They're all good. I'm not stepping on toes, but those two are at the top of the mountain in my estimation, and I eat a lot of subs.
Boy, that's a great topic. Best sandwich in town. And I'm glad you brought up Firehouse, because I was about to bring up Firehouse. They don't have more than one location, though, I think, in Reno. And so it's rare that I get out there. But, boy, I'm sandwich man. I usually swear by Michael's, which is on California Street in Virginia downtown. And I used to remember in the glorious 1990s when Portisubs was great, you know. Great memories there.
Yes.
So we love sandwiches. We love them.
We stop and grab a sandwich on our way to Nevada basketball. We get in the parking garage, we go to the Joe Crowley, sit there, watch the crazy students and eat our sandwiches and go to the game. It's quite a routine we have, and we really enjoy it. But they're good sandwiches, and they have a variety that you can do. They're not cheap. Nothing is anymore. We know that. But I enjoy talking to you, and you had that one subject I wanted to mention, and I appreciate you allowing me to talk about the sandwich situation.
Thank you much, fellow John. Take care, and
don't
be a stranger. Give us a call again. Craig, I know you want to chime in here.
He mentioned one thing here, and it's about going to the Nevada games.
Mm-hmm.
The Nevada game tonight, Nevada and UNLV, it's the rivalry, and it is sold out.
That's right.
Yeah, so that is today, tonight. I don't know a game time, but yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
After the winning streak that they've racked up for the Wolfpack, a win against UNLV would be outstanding.
Right. I know, right?
As for sandwiches of the game, I doubt they let you in with those, do they?
No, they won't. They won't let you in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, a guy must have a good hiding place.
Right?
Yeah. There's nothing like my sweatshirt with a big pocket pouch in the front. And I can put stuff in there, and people just think, oh, he's a typical old guy with a pot belly. Works every time.
Yeah. Well, they were mentioning, John was mentioning sub shops. And quickly, I'd like to mention, I go there at least once a week, and that's U.S. Sub Base here in Carson City on Highway 50. They've been around for years.
Write that down.
Yeah, U.S. Sub Base, 1894 East Highway 50. And they are, I love them.
Everybody has a favorite sub.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an outstanding thing to know about. I didn't know about them. All right, awesome, Craig. Thanks. 884-9910. We're going to give away tickets in the next, within the next 40 minutes to Reverend Horton Heat and the big show. He's going to bring his crew out here. It's going to be a blast at the Virginia Street Brewery Center, the Virginia Street Brew House. So we have tickets. Just listen for your cue to call in the next 35, 40 minutes. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 950.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local, beautiful day for a radio show, 35 degrees in Reno at the moment. I was just Googling during the commercials about sandwich shops in Reno, since people are giving their recommendations here, and I came across online the top four things that customers do that restaurants absolutely hate. You ready for this? All right, number one, calling up and not showing up for a reservation. And a lot of people kind of wonder why the restaurant now, some of them take your credit card so you don't get away with it. I make reservations like that opentable.com, and it's very easy to cancel. But they hate it when people just don't bother doing that. So calling up and not showing up for reservation, number one. Number two, restaurants hate when customers do this, taking photos in the restaurant. As a customer, I always have to take a picture in the restaurant, you know, always the group shot at the table, and I hate it. Or people taking pictures of the food to critique it online. You know, I'm sure the restaurant may think, well, that wasn't our best dish to put on the internet, but they hate that. I kind of do too. Number three, restaurants hate when customers steal from the restaurant. Usually condiments, like the half and halves at the IHOP, but some people take glasses. And, you know, that's a shift, because I remember in the 70s, the Reno casinos, they would put their emblems on everything, like the ashtrays, and they didn't mind. They thought it was promotional that people picked up the, the Mapes ashtray when it was alive and thriving, and they take it around the country, and it's advertisement for them. Well,
and you know, and the bars, the shot glasses were all marked.
Logoed.
Logoed, yeah.
I had the greatest casino ashtray collection, but after a few moves, it was the heaviest box that I had, and I really regret to this day having to sell my ashtray collection. Memories. And finally, number four, the thing that restaurants hate the most, lying about it being your birthday or anniversary to get like a free dessert or champagne. And I know people who have had like go to restaurants and they've had three birthdays a year. They announce it's their birthday. Come on. Have you done that? Come on. They don't check, you know. Geez, maybe I should stop this. I'm giving out ideas here. Tickets to see the Reverend Horton Heat. What the heck? Let's do it right now. We have a ticket giveaway this morning. It's a pair of tickets to the Stars Align Tour with Reverend Horton Heat, with Dale Watson and Jason D. Williams. Reverend Horton Heat is the godfather of modern rockabilly. It's fun music. Fun. It's a 21 and over show at the Virginia Street Brew House, Tuesday the 19th, and the doors there open at 7 o'clock. By the way, I've seen a show at the Virginia Street Brewhouse. It's a great place to see a show, and it's fun. And after the show, you can go downtown and have some cheap drinks and try to sneak off a glass. I don't know.
And it's very, very friendly. What do I want to say? There isn't a bad seat in the house.
No, and if you tried going up to the second level, they have the couches.
Super cool.
Nice place. I'm glad that it's open again. 884-9910. Craig, let's do caller three?
Oh, yeah, why not? Caller number three.
Okay. Caller number three, 884-9910. You have a pair of these tickets to see the Reverend Horton Heat, Dale Watson, Jason D. Williams, and the Stars Align Tour is the name of it. And you're going on us. Up next, our good friend Steve, he is a plumber. He is an expert on water heaters. And why is he back again? For what? I think the third time, because Steve is a lot of fun. He's really a great guy to have a conversation with. And he's a man I trust. And he's taught me an awful lot about the intricacies of plumbing in your home and water heaters. And it's going to be an interesting segment here. That's up next. And you can call with your plumbing questions after the ticket giveaway, after the top of the hour when we have Fox News. And we're going to do that right now. I'm John Potter. Back in a few minutes. Going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time 9:58.